Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the show, we're spotlighting the music of French composer Georges Delerue. We previously featured him in a program which spotlighted his work for director François Truffaut, but today we're offering some of his other stuff, and we're going to begin with music from a crime drama released in 1981 called True Confessions, which starred Robert De Niro and Robert Duvall. It's loosely based on the Black Dahlia murder case of 1947 and featured a very effective score from Mr. Delerue. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music by Georges Delerue, written for True Confessions. What a wonderful score that is. As you may have noticed, it has a much more spiritual sound than the score for the average crime drama, and a lot of that having to do with the fact that De Niro plays a Monsignor in the movie, and it deals with some spiritual themes, but really wonderful score. I just wish the recording quality on that album were just a bit better than it is. Next up, we're going to go with another spiritually themed score, and this one, really a genuinely tremendous musical effort from Mr. Delerue. Music written for a movie called Agnes of God, which was released in 1985, starring Jane Fonda. It was nominated for Academy Awards for Best Actress for Anne Bancroft, and Supporting Actress for Meg Tilly. And a pretty good movie, but the score is really just a remarkable effort, one which really captures a lot of rich thematic ideas, and one that I return to quite frequently. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
A wonderful score from Georges Delerue, written for Agnes of God. Moving from the sacred to the profane, we have a charming score for a poorly received movie released in 1982, a romantic comedy called A Little Sex, which starred Tim Matheson, Kate Capshaw, and Edward Herman. Again, the movie's all but forgotten these days, but the score is a genuinely charming one. Let's take a listen. Thank you. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're spotlighting the music of composer Georges Delerue on the program today. Next up, we have music from one of the worst-reviewed films of actor Jack Nicholson's career, a movie directed by Bob Raffleson, who had previously collaborated with Nicholson on some very good films, like the remake of The Postman Always Rings Twice, Five Easy Pieces, The King of Marvin Gardens. Good movies, all, but Man Trouble, the comedy released in 1992, certainly not a well-regarded film, co-starred Nicholson and Ellen Barkin, Harry Dean Stanton and Beverly D'Angelo, Michael McKean, Saul Rubinick were also in the cast, and another movie which has largely been forgotten for a very good reason. Once again, though, we have a Delerue score, which is a delightful listen. Thank you. Music written for the comedy Man Trouble by composer Georges Delerue. We've sort of gotten into a bit of a pattern here of featuring great Delerue scores, or at least very good Delerue scores, written for less than successful movies, so let's continue that trend with another one, written for the 1983 sequel The Black Stallion Returns, nowhere near as successful a film as the original Black Stallion, but again, another movie which features a terrific Delerue score. This one, really fantastic, filled with tremendous themes. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from The Black Stallion Returns by Georges Delerue. And as they say around here, if you don't like that, you don't like biscuits and gravy. We'll conclude today's program with one of my favorite Delerue scores, and I know we've featured it a couple times before on the program, but it's so good, and I can't resist the opportunity to feature it again. This is music written for the Oliver Stone film Salvador. It's one of Stone's best movies, and one of Delerue's most interesting scores as well. Most of the music we featured on the program today has been very lush, very beautiful stuff. This one has some of that as well, and it really is gorgeous, but it also has a pulse-pounding main title sequence which really grabs your attention. So, without further ado, we'll conclude today's program with music from Salvador. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.